Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Showtime Radio Time. I'm Sweet Rascally Rabbits, broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. And you know what, guys? I just realized. Yeah, no, I'm going to let that run for a little bit. I never turned on my water when I got home. Jeez, that's a lot of noise. The building that I live in decided to turn off the water for a certain amount of time today. They do that when they're working on the pipes and the plumbing and all that. And when they turn it on back, I have to turn the shower and my sink on for a certain amount of time. Otherwise, there's going to be a whole bunch of calcium coming out, either in my mouth or in my on my head. Okay, that didn't come out right. All right, let me check if there's still calcium in there. All right, cool, that's good. How are you all doing, everyone? Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited I'm doing my show. Wait, is that... Yeah, that's good. Nope, I still see calcium. All right, well, I'm not interested in drinking water anyways. Oh, boy. Okay, so I'm actually super excited about today. Because, well, for one thing, I created the segment last week. Oh, normally I'm so freaking out during the weekend because I know I haven't taken care of creating the segments. I know I haven't created a segment for this Friday, but I'm going to be working on that today, as well as with a whole bunch of other stuff that I normally do on the weekends. Because yesterday I realized it was way too late to do the rest of the stuff that I normally do on weekends. It was a hectic weekend, but I had a whole bunch of fun. You know why? I got to perform with my family out at Cooper's Landing. There was an Eco Art Festival that was going on at Cooper's Landing. They do this every year at Cooper's Landing. It's basically, it's similar to Earth Day, except it's for basically the Missouri River parts of Missouri. It's a lot of fun. Because these booths, everything for the booths are organic or green friendly. It's really nice. And what's really cool is that one of the booths was Root, which is a store here in town. It's a local one, and it's slave trade free. Everything there has been made by people who are not in the slave trade, which is really nice and really thoughtful. I am super excited about that. And also, with Eco Art Festival, they play live band music, which is awesome because the band Diamond was one of those that played. Oh, my gosh, it was so much fun. We got to sing so many songs. We flipped a few times, but when that did happen, we laughed it off, which is a good thing. Oh, man. Okay. So, anyways, you are calling in for music. It is our Dancing Monday. Dancing Monday. But the coolest thing of all is that there are holidays that go on every single day of the year. And for a long amount of time this year, I've been using a website called checkiday.com. It's really cool because it displays all the different holidays that goes on every single day. There's not a day where it has more than two holidays, which is really nice. Really nice. Ooh, tomorrow is Roald Dahl Day. Oh, that means I get to watch a Roald Dahl movie. Awesome. I need to read his books, actually, because he writes some really cool stuff. But I think I might actually have a movie that is based off one of his books. Let's see. I know BFG is one of them. I saw that this year, and oh, my gosh, it was amazing. And I know a couple of other of his books were turned into films. I need to figure out which ones those are. I can look it up later. But today, There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 holidays, one of which I am super excited about. But let me go ahead and tell you guys what those holidays are. Today is I'm on top of it day, as per says in my title. Today is International Day for South-South Cooperation. I actually did not look that up. I didn't want to find out what that is. Today is National Boss / Employee Exchange Day. I'm not quite sure what that is, but I think the title says for itself. Today is also National Chocolate Milk Day. Oh, I knew I was forgetting something. Sorry. I had an idea of how I was going to celebrate that, and I completely forgot. National Day of Encouragement. National Police Woman Day. Awesome. I thank all the women who are police women. Awesome. I actually know a couple of people who are police women. Nice. Today is also Programmers Day. Yeah! Woohoo! And today is also National Video Games Day. Yeah! And to celebrate that, I actually looked up a couple of soundtrack songs that are from different games, some of which I one of which I've actually played. Yep, and I've actually also watched. But the other three games that I've chosen to play, I have actually watched people play them. I have yet to play them. One of which I will play on my YouTube channel, one of my YouTube channels, and the other, maybe, I'm not sure. I think I might actually play another. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and list off the four games that I have listed for today's soundtrack play. First of all is Until Dawn. Love that game. I still want to play it, but I need to have the PlayStation 4 for it. And you guys know how expensive those consoles are. Next up after that is Undertale. It's a great game. There's actually three different linear paths for it, which is pretty cool. You can do pacifist, neutral, and aggressive. Yikes. And then there's Skyrim. Oh my gosh, that game is beautiful. And I've actually played this one, but not long enough to actually play the full thing of it. Because every time I play it, oh my gosh, so annoying. Anyways, ooh, wait, should I play that one or the other one? Ooh. Oh. Yeah, no, let's play this one. Oh, dude. Yeah, okay. Oh, yes. Oh. Okay, sorry, I'm just super excited. And the fourth game is Broken Age. I've actually seen at least probably two different people play it. Or no, one. No, two. Because one of my friends is actually considering of doing a playthrough of it, or at least he did years ago, and he actually let me watch the first minute of it. And I was like, I'm not sure. And then there's this one guy that I've been watching for the past 2 years, I think. His YouTube name is Day 9, but I've been watching him on Twitch, and he's actually really good. He's actually he's more of a Hearthstone player, but I got to see him play Broken Age, and oh my gosh, he and his friends, they were all they did was talk. Because they were admiring the game, which I understand, but that's all they ever did. And if they weren't doing that, they were completely confused of what to do next, which is understandable because they've never played the game before. But I'm more of a watcher. When I want to watch people play games, I get somehow I get impatient, because like I know what to do, and even though I don't know how to explain it. I mean, there are certain games that I would absolutely love to play, but I just can't afford them because I need to play either the consoles or I don't have the right controllers for it. So anyways, how much time do we have left? Because I've been talking constantly. Jeez. Okay, so let's see. I think the first one I'm going to play is Broken Age. It's because the soundtrack they have for that game is just beautiful. and I think you guys might like it too. So the particular soundtrack that I'm going to play from Broken Age is Shay's Secret Mission. It's composed by Peter McConnell, and you can also find this on YouTube as well as probably the actual game. And you can actually find the game on Steam and probably a couple of other websites, but you could probably buy it from a store or even Amazon. I'm assuming Amazon has a huge database of, like, things you can buy. So anyways, as I said, this is going to be Broken Age, Shay's Secret Mission, composed by Peter McConnell. Enjoy, everyone. All right, and that was Broken Age, Shay's Secret Mission, composed by Peter McConnell, and Undertale, Once Upon a Time. I'm actually not sure who composed that one, though. Let me look it up. It was, Undertale, Once Upon a Time. Oh, no, I can just look up composer. That's right. Who made the music? Released. All tracks are composed by Toby Radiation Fox. Oh, Toby Fox, of course. Okay. Sorry. He is actually the guy who made the game Undertale. My gosh, that guy is incredibly talented. Okay. I actually decided to look up Broken Age because I want to explain to you guys what the game is about. Now, the guy who made Broken Age, he also, from what I understand, where did that go? Because I just saw it in the video. Come on, where was it? Oh, I just saw it. There it is. Okay. So, it's basically an adventure from the creators of, and these are different games, Grim Fandango, which I've actually seen Day 9 play, and that was an amazing game. I love how they did that. Day of the Tentacle, Brutal Legend, and Psychonauts. But if I remember correctly, the guy who created Grim Fandango, he also did, what was the game? I actually almost bought the game, too. I think it's The Night of the Rabbit. That's what it was, Night of the Rabbit. Oh, my gosh, that game is weird and twisted, and there's actually a reference in that game about Grim Fandango, and I think it's priceless. Anyways, Broken Age. It's a family-friendly, hand-animated, puzzle-filled adventure game with an all-star cast. Oh, my gosh, guys. It's got Elijah Wood, Jack Black, Masasa Moyo, and Will Wheaton. Oh, my gosh. I don't know why they didn't list Will Wheaton. Are you kidding me? Okay, sorry. Funded by a record-breaking crowdfunding campaign and designed by industry legend Tim Schafer, Broken Age is a timeless coming-of-age story. That's right, Tim Schafer. He's the guy who created Grim Fandango and The Night of the Rabbit. Oh, my gosh. This guy is incredible. I think you guys should check out that game. It's amazing. Now, let me look up Undertale because I want to tell you guys a little bit about that, actually. How much time do we have? And let me go ahead and take those off. Yes, have a little bit of time. It doesn't explain. Well, I already told you guys that you can do three paths on Undertale. You can do either pacifist, attack mode, or neutral. And neutral is when you do pacifist but end up killing, or if you're doing on the attack mode but decide to spare someone. Those two decisions for either path automatically put you in neutral, which gives you each three paths have different endings, which I think is super cool. And your consequences are actually shown in the game, which is super cool. One of the things why I love Until Dawn, actually. Oh, that's incredible. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and start the next one, which is Skyrim. And this is actually a really good song, and it's got some really interesting words to it because it's – I don't know if it's in English or not, but I think you guys might like it. It's the Song of the Dragonborn, and this is from the game Skyrim, the Elder Scrolls V. Enjoy! Thank you. All right, and that was the Song of the Dragonborn from Skyrim. Ah, it's a beautiful game, and it's got beautiful soundtrack. I have to admit, though, there are other games with just as amazing soundtrack. I still need to play a whole bunch more of Skyrim, just because, I mean, according to Steam, I've played, like, about close to 6 hours, and I've barely touched the beginning of the game. It's because every time I play it, I ended up playing it from the beginning, just because I need to relearn all those controls and relearn how to fight and all that jazz. It's a really complicated game, despite the simplicity of fighting and equipping the stuff, and plus I gotta like make sure that it's actually running properly on my computer, because I mean my older computer would not be able to play this game and would not be able to play Dreamfall Chapters for creep's sakes. Jeez. Okay, so Elder Scrolls V, it's basically the next chapter in the highly anticipated Elder Scrolls saga, arrives from the makers of the 2006 and 2008 Games of the Year, Bethesda Game Studios. Bethesda, thank you for making these games. Skyrim reimagines and revolutionizes the open-world fantasy epic, bringing to life a complete virtual world open for you to basically, you know, have fun and kill people and bears and lions and all kinds of stuff. And it's got beautiful scenery, too. Oh, man. What's really cool is that you can fast travel as well. You get to learn all kinds of different languages and species and breeds and all that stuff. Oh, my gosh. You can even choose whichever one you want to be at the beginning of the game. You can do all kinds of customizations for your character. It's amazing. There are dragons, and the main story of the game, really, is that you become this you're just like some standard person in your breed or species that you're in, but you end up becoming this thing called Dovahkiin, which is basically a dragon slayer, and you are able to absorb dragon souls, whereas everyone else who kills a dragon, they can't. You're a special person, which is pretty cool. So up next is Until Dawn. Until Dawn is an amazing game as well. I can tell you who sings it, but I don't remember I don't know who composed it or anything like that. So it's actually a really cool game. It's a pretty dark game, and it's got twists and tons of drama. What's really cool is that this Until Dawn is a 3D game. Like, these people that you're watching, these characters that you're watching, they're actual people wearing these 3D things, these suits and lines to make sure that they're fully into the game. You're actually seeing the clothes that they're wearing. And one of the actors in there you'll be able to recognize. Her name is Hayden Panettiere. You would recognize her from Heroes. You would recognize her from Remember the Titans. And probably a couple of the Disney films. I can't remember which ones, though. But I do believe that is it for today. So for the final song, I'm going to play for you all from Until Dawn. The song is called Oh Death by Amy Van Roekel. I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am saying goodbye. Have fun, everyone.